Welcome to Healing School.
Let's get together and pray for the message today. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you that it is your word coming forth today. Lord, let it be your word only that comes forth today, Father God, so that hearts are filled with your word, filled with the hope of glory, that words come into their hearts from you, Father God, exactly what they need to hear, that they will do exactly what they need to do and receive everything that they're in need of. And I give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Last week I had said something and it stuck with me. And it had to do with, let me find it here. Sorry, guys. We're talking about doing the heavy lifting, right? And I had asked the question, so what defines the test and the trial, right? That causes us to have to do some heavy lifting. What defines that test or that trial? And we found it to be the pressure, okay? It's pressure coming against us, pressure that comes against our faith, right? That as we're standing on the Word of God, there is pressure coming against the faith that we have, the Word that we hear, the Word of God, and pressure will come against us to let go, to drop it, to distract us, right? And the heavy lifting, as we have been going over, is just lifting that word, right? Depression comes, we lift the word, right? Anger comes, we lift the word, right? We will lift and we will lift until you're what? Until you're strong enough to take what it is you need, right? The healing throughout your body, okay? The peace of mind, right? The joy, yes? And the prosperity, which covers everything. It isn't just money, but prosperity is a fulfillment of everything in your life that you've ever dreamed of, that you've ever wanted, right? That's my definition of prosperity, okay? So, what else did we talk about that defined a test or a trial? And the pressure was to give up and accept the condition of that diagnosis. Right? There's pressure to give up on the faith that you have, on the Word of God for healing that is already ours right now. And there's pressure to give up and just accept the situation, accept that condition, right? Accept a feeling of hopelessness that might come over us, which we know is just another lie from that enemy, right? Amen. There's also that pressure to say the wrong thing. Why isn't my healing manifested? Right? When really the resistance, our resistance to that would be to lift up the word again, right? The word that you're standing on for your healing, right? For your peace of mind. Whatever it is that you are believing God for in his word for whatever you are needing in your life, right? There is going to be that resistance you're going to face. And you're going to be doing what? Lifting the word, right? Okay, because it is our faith. It's your faith. It's my faith, right? That's going to take us beyond our natural thinking and reasoning. And we need that. Without the Word of God, it's easy to let ourselves become so focused on the natural. We know it, don't we? Without the Word of God in coming out of our mouth, from our hearts of faith, it's easy to let stress come in and worry come in. And these are mentioned all the time, but they are the forces that we're standing against, right? Worry, doubt, fear, everything else and anything else the enemy wants to throw in there, right? Okay. Belief. I looked up this word, and I ran into it in one of the books I was reading. Our belief. It is the word be, which is to live or exist. Lifan, which is in accordance with. So you are living in accordance with our belief. What are we living in accordance with? If it's not the Word of God, we might be finding ourselves in trouble, right? Would you agree with that? If we're not believing in the Word of God, if we are not living or existing in accordance with the Word of God, the truth of God, and the power in that, it's going to be too easy for the enemy to distract us, to pull us down to his level. Where are we? Where are we, saints? Are we not raised together with Christ in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Did he not seat us in him? Did he not quicken us and raise us together with Christ? And are we not seated now together with him in the heavenly places? That's where we are right now. And where is the enemy? He's so far down there, like I've said. Takes binocs to find him. You know what? That's the truth. That's the truth in God's word. But there's that enemy who's going to try to distract you, bring you down out of your heavenly seats, right? And he wants to bring you down. Why? Because if we know this, we've heard this, if he can get you in the arena of reasoning, he's got you, right? But what do we know? We keep him in the arena of faith, and we win every time, don't we? Amen, amen. So belief will lead us to act that what the mind accepts, the will must obey. That's where your belief comes in. It will cause you to act out what you are living or existing in accordance with. So we've got to be careful where our beliefs are, right? Faith, the great synonym to belief. It means not only to have trust, but to manifest that trust by practical committal. Right? In our believing, in what we believe, we speak and expect, that is our action, right? Praise God. Believing. Our believing, our faith will keep us going, it'll keep us strong, and it'll keep us standing against what? The pressure, right? There is resistance to our faith, okay? But by our continual speaking, and expecting that what God has told us is coming to pass, this is where our strength to resist comes in, okay? We're also resisting, like we've said before, distractions that will slow our growth. And you could think of just about anything that might be coming against you and how that will slow your growth if you're going to focus on that instead, right? Okay, also we talked about putting off confessing and declaring if we are procrastinating, you know, where we are allowing ourselves to be distracted, to be too busy. We don't have time for it today, or I'm going to get to it later. And what usually happens when you tell yourself you're going to get to it later, does it happen? Most times it doesn't. So it's in the procrastinating that we could also slip up, okay? And we don't give the time for the word. And I'm telling you this because I'm experiencing it myself, you know. There are times when it does get to feeling so or seeming so busy and there's things going on and you do commit to reading the word before you go to bed, confessing the healing scriptures today at lunch, at dinner time, before I go to bed. And, you know, if there isn't something that'll get in the way, I'd be surprised. But yet there is our determination, right? And it isn't just our determination that's going to get us through it, but it's also who we're relying on, right? And it's his word that we are getting in us, right? Day in and day out, from the time we get up in the morning, we meditate on his word. We're going to focus on meditating today. Last week it was patience. Today we're going to focus on meditating. But I'm not talking about the guru or whatever he's a cosplayer. But we're going to focus on some meditation today. But we're also talking right now about resisting the fatigue in our body that can come over us for whatever reason it might be there. Where is our heavy lifting in that? And it is pushing against resisting that feeling, that natural feeling in your body that you're tired. You know, you want to put your feet up and relax. It's okay to put your feet up and read the word while you've got your feet up. Amen. Mm-hmm. Confess the word, you know, and with that enemy firing at you, you know, what's your best phrase? It's like I said, devil, by his stripes, I was healed. Do you believe that? You know, it's what's coming out of your mouth, which is what is coming from your heart of faith, right? And it's every time you speak that you're getting stronger. And that's not just me telling you. This is the word of God that tells us, right? The strong spirit of a man will sustain him, right? Well, we've got to be building our spirit as well. We build our faith on the word of God. We build our spirit by speaking and praying in tongues, right? That goes beyond your supplements, okay? That's just what needs to be done every day. Amen? And it turns into a fun time. You know, when you let it go far enough and you go on long enough, I'm not here to say, okay, after 30 minutes, now you're going to start having fun, or, you know, give it 2 hours and now you'll start. That's between you and God. When you reach that time of just praying in the Spirit and you can just sense the presence of God, and he comes in and he just like refreshes you and it encourages you and it lifts you, and you can find yourself like on a higher level and you just get a little high off of that, you know, and you find yourself getting happy about it and you start thinking, why was I letting that little thing bother me? You know, you can find yourself higher in your faith and higher in your expectancy. The longer you spend time with God, you start to sense his way, his nature, which is already in you. We all have the nature of God in us to a form, to a degree, right? And so when you are in his presence, you start to sense that even stronger. I mean, sense it in your spirit, you know? It's not all what's in our head, is it? Although we do need to be renewing our mind, right? Renewing it day by day, okay? But I'm talking about that time with God where you pray in the Spirit and you allow his love and his presence to just come in and fill you. And there are times you can feel like there is not anything you can't do, because you know and you believe he's right there with you. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. Praise God. So there's also the pressure we talked about, fatigue in our bodies, right? Discomfort, pain, despair. You're not at ease. We are diseased, you know, where your body has fallen out of line with God's perfect will for divine health and healing. And I'm not saying it's anyone's fault in here. We do live in a fallen world, okay? And so everything that we find that we have to resist is because of the enemy, who is the little g god of this world. And it seems sometimes, it might feel sometimes, it might sound sometimes like he's the one ruling. And to a degree, there is some rule and authority, power and dominion. But we also have to remind ourselves where we are seated once again, who we are in Christ, when we are clothed with the Messiah and his anointing and his power, right? When we are clothed with Jesus, when we are clothed with the word of God that we put into our spirits, it will carry us. That's what God has intended it to do. It will carry you, and it will strengthen you, and it'll build you, right? Amen. So praise God. We've got to keep growing stronger in our faith. I don't believe there's anyone in this world who has reached the highest faith. I don't know that that's possible. But that is why we keep on going, right? That's why we don't stop. That's why we don't quit. And that's why we don't give up, right? We don't let the word fall from us, do we? Like Proverbs 4:20 tells us, we attend to his word, right? And all of the good things that come from the word in Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my word, right? Keep your ears hearing his word, right? keep your eyes on the word, right? Speak it. Speak his word. And let's not just be speaking it, but you know, let's be expecting that what we are speaking is God's word. And what did God do when he spoke? What happened? He saw. What can we expect when we speak? We see, right? I mean, there's no use confessing the word, speaking the word, declaring the word, if you're not expecting to see what it is you're declaring. That's called a waste of time. And I know we're not in here to waste our time, are we? We're in here to get the word. We're in here to get built up so that when you go home and that enemy, let me just say, so that when you go home, God can show you how powerful, how strong, how true, and how faithful he is as you continue to speak his word to that enemy's face if you have to, right? What does God do? What does his word tell us in Psalm 23? He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies, right? What's on that table? Everything and anything you need. It's all good. When it's from God, it's all good. Everything and anything you need. He prepares that for you in the midst of your enemy. When that enemy's throwing his lies, his crud, his fear, his symptoms, his sickness, every disease mentioned and every disease that's not yet named, we know where that is right now. It's under the name of Jesus, right? And so in the presence of that enemy, our Father God prepares a table for us. And on that table is blessing of every kind. And so we can put ourselves there every day in God's presence, right? And we can let him prepare that table for us. Amen. God is good. So the stronger we grow in our faith, the stronger we are to take our healing. All right? And we will take it from the spiritual realm into the natural realm. That's where we need it, right? Yes, I praise God. It is right now in existence, right? Right in front of you, right beside you, right here in this room, in the spiritual realm. It's right here now. But it's our faith that's going to take it and bring it into our natural realm, right? Bring it into your natural body right now, right? And throughout the day, throughout the days and the weeks and the months to come, right? That is God's promise to us. And what do we know about God's promise to us? Where faith is present, God is present, right? Faith will cause that supernatural healing power of God to come on the scene and do what? Override natural diseases and circumstances. That's enough to shout about right there. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's God's word to us. That's his promise to us. Amen. So we know that there's the resistance to unbelief, the pressure that comes against our faith, okay? But that's where the heavy lifting is we're going to continue to lift the word, right? Amen. And as we feed on the word daily, our faith grows, okay? And so to receive our healing, we will need to feed often throughout the day. I mean, when you think about it in the natural, that's what you're doing throughout the day. I'm not going to say all day long, but how often are you having a meal? I would guess it's not only once a day in here for us. I would guess it's surely not even once a week that we're having a meal. Mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody could come walking in those doors after a week with only one meal. I don't know how many could do that. But when we are in need of the word, we know we need his word every day, all day, as often as you can take it in. Okay? All right. So let's think here about meditating, and then we're going to get into, before the end of the service, we are going to celebrate communion. Okay? So meditate. To meditate is to see the word working. You see it with your spiritual eyes, because your natural eyes right now are going to focus on what's going on, naturally, wherever it's going on your body, naturally, okay? So we don't use our natural eyes, but we use our spiritual eyes, right? And we see, I saw Deuteronomy 1:8, where God was saying, "See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land." And so what did they have to do? They had to see themselves going in and taking possession of what God had already said was theirs. Did he not tell them it was theirs? That was theirs already, whether it looked like it or not. That was theirs. So God is telling us, "See, I have sent my word and healed you." What do we do with that? Believe it and see it. Amen. You believe it, you see it. How do you see it? You speak it, right? With your spiritual eyes, you see. You see what your body can look like in the spiritual realm, and you will have it in the natural realm. See your body healthy and strong. Take yourself a little further today than you went yesterday. You know, maybe some of us are trying to get, you know, to another level of health. And maybe you've decided you want to go, you're going to start walking. Walking is good, you know. Fresh air is good for the brain, good for the lungs, good for the movement of your body, right? Just simply walking. Okay, so maybe you start out today and you get like two blocks down and you go, I can't do this. But you know what? You went two blocks. Celebrate. Be glad. You went two blocks today. Go back home. Don't sit in condemnation. Don't sit in despair and just like, "Oh, whoa, I couldn't even get two blocks." No. So tomorrow, maybe tomorrow you go 2.5 blocks. Maybe tomorrow you go 3 blocks. Maybe tomorrow you'll go 4, 5, 6 blocks. That's up to you, of course. But you'll want to celebrate the progression, okay? If the miracle doesn't take place, don't lose hope, right? Because your faith can still keep working. What do? We keep the switch of faith turned on, and we keep expecting. If you didn't receive the miracle today, don't stop. Don't stop with the word. Don't stop believing, and don't stop expecting, right? Because faith causes us to see the things that have not been revealed to the senses yet, right? And the word of God will paint that picture of healing in your mind. And once you get that picture of healing of what you look like, keep it. Take a snapshot in your mind. And as we mentioned earlier this year, find pictures of yourself. You know, maybe you were out, you know, being silly and happy and carefree and someone snapped a picture and you've got that. Put that up on your refrigerator. That's me, free, right? Free in peace and happiness and health and everything strong, right? Put those pictures up where you need to see them. Put those pictures up where you know you'll see them, right? Amen. And I'm not telling you to put your hope in that, but you know where your hope is. You know where you're putting your hope. It's in the word, right? And that's what you will see, right? That's meditating, okay? So this is going to be sound like a silly question to you all, but are we trying to get God to heal us? For all this meditating and speaking and declaring and trusting and hoping, is it because we're trying to get God to heal us? No. Like we had just said, he sent his word and healed us, right? So when we are speaking and declaring his word by faith, what we are doing, like is mentioned before, we are growing ourselves in strength. We are growing in strength, right? We are growing our faith in strength as we speak and confess his word, right? Amen. Because you know, as far as God's concerned, you're already healed. He's taking care of it. His son, his only begotten son. Wow. Yesterday was powerful. Wow. Wow. What a time yesterday. It's like God was sitting right there in that sanctuary. And he was in total agreement with what we were hearing. So did we go home and think on things where we might have judged the character of God? I did. I was thinking on it on the way home, thinking of the areas in my life where there seems to be a disappointment here, or it's been taking just too long here, or whatever. And I started asking myself, and for the truth, like, did I? Have I in any way thought for even a second if God would be faithful in that? If God's word meant what it says in his word? And you've got to be truthful with yourself. You know, any kind of doubt creeping in, well, doubt is doubt, right? Not here to put condemnation on anybody, but doubt is doubt. And when there's doubt, there doubt can crowd out your faith, right? Your stand, your strength, your hold. Doubt can start to push that out from you. All of the faith, all of the word that you've been speaking, right? That will do that. And so for any time that you might have had doubt, or at any time where... You know, with where I was concerned, where God had to get it into me, cast your troubles, cast your burdens, cast your worries on him, and he will sustain you, you know? And I don't know how many times I found myself picking that back up. I don't know how, but I did. And you know when you do, because the joy that you have in your spirit when you know you have thrown that on God and he's not insulted. When you cast it on him, you say, Lord, take it. I don't want it. We're not built for that. We're not built to carry that, man. So when you cast it off on him and you feel it has left you and you're like, what does that scripture tell you? That he makes your feet to be like hinds' feet, where you can just dance and prance and shout and be happy. You know when that's happened, because you've cast it off on him and you no longer care, man. Yeah. That's where we're supposed to be. Amen. Without that care. But you know when you've taken it back, what happens? You start thinking about it again and you're not happy. And you start wondering, did I miss it somewhere? Did I, you know, whatever might come on you, whatever might be going through your mind as you're thinking about it again, but you're no longer in joy, you're no longer feeling free about it, you've taken it back. And I tell you by experience, okay? So what does it take? Speaking the word of God every day, right? Today I cast my care on the Lord, for he cares for me today. What happens this afternoon? Today I cast that care on the Lord, for he cares for me. What happens at 2:30 today? Today I cast my care on the Lord, for he cares for me. It's a continual. It is a continual, right? Amen. It's a continual renewing in our own mind so that we can be convinced beyond all doubt, beyond all question, that the word of God to us is forever settled in heaven. So let us forever settle it in us, in our mind, right? In our body, right? In every part of our life, let's forever settle his word in us now. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. So as far as God is concerned, it is no longer a matter of God healing us. It is a matter of accepting that precious, awesome gift of healing that God's already given us. Okay, 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, by whose stripes you what? You were healed. It's not by his stripes you're going to get healed. No, it's by his stripes you were healed. Right? Amen. Healing belongs to us. We know it, right? God has provided it for us. True? Yes. But we do have to do some doing. And that's where the heavy lifting this month is coming in. Okay? That's where the resisting is coming in. Resist that temptation to doubt. Resist his lies, right? Resist the feeling, the natural feeling in your body of pain or discomfort. Resist. Resist. I'm not saying ignore. I'm not saying deny. But those symptoms on your body, those hindrances, remember your healing sheet, your sheet? Resist. What did you first write down? The diagnosis and the hindrances. Well, now you're, as you have set your goal and lined it up with scripture, you are to resist those hindrances, right? You've got to speak the word, lift the word, right? Amen. We're some awesome bodybuilders in here, aren't we? Word builders, word lifters. Amen. Amen. So what? We're not waiting, are we? As mentioned at the first of this year, we are not to sit back and wait for God to do something. He's done it all, right? Okay. What were the first keys? Two keys that we studied this year. We started out with faith believes it takes. We just finished be relentless, and we're finishing up with doing the heavy lifting. These are all things that we will do throughout the year, throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the months to come, okay? This is a lifestyle, right? Amen? Have we made it our lifestyle? We're working on it, aren't we? Working on it. All right. So do you remember what the description of follow-through is? It was the accurate movement with continued firmness and strength. It's assuring that you have that proper lift. You have that proper form, okay? So follow through takes practice. And what do we know about practice? Practice makes perfect. I still remember the description that the Lord gave me when I asked him, what does discipline mean? What is discipline? And he told me it is the practice of sticking with it. The practice of sticking with it. Discipline. We will discipline ourselves, right? So we're repeating over and over, but not just for the sake of repeating. We are speaking the word because we believe the word, and we are also expecting, right? That's the proper form. That's the proper way. I mean, to anybody else, you want to sing the scriptures? Sing them, man. You want to dance while you're confessing the word over yourself? Praise God. I mean, it's how you do it, right? To each his own, how you get the word in, how you practice the word, and how you stand, and how you will stay expecting. That's between you and the Lord, right? Okay. All right, so meditation is also taking time to slowly think on it, mull on it, see the word working, okay? All right. That's pretty much the time we're going to have left for today. Just refuse to be hindered. Focus on your goal, right? Your goal of healing, peace, right? Keep your focus on that. That's where your meditation is just to see that God's word never fails. It always works. And they will always work in you as you keep confessing. And expecting and believing, right? Okay. All right, so let's just get our hearts to ready to take in our communion, our elements, and let me find my scripture. Lord, thank you. I thank you right now that you have sent your one and only Son, your one and only begotten Son, that through him, through his works, by his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, Lord God, we have victory. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to us. Thank you for manifesting the word in the flesh to us. Thank you, Father. Jesus was the word made flesh. And in his life, Father God, he came and he showed to us your love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. So on the night he was betrayed, he broke bread. And he said to his disciples, "This is my body broken for you." His body was broken so we would be made whole. Amen. He took stripes at the whipping post for us that caused him to be so unrecognizable as a man, so that we could be recognized in the sight of our Father God as the righteousness of God in Christ. In him, we are seen by our Father God in Christ. And he made that possible for us by laying down his life for us. Father, we give you praise. As we take this bread together, we thank you, Lord God, that sickness and disease has been defeated. Thank you, Lord God. Let's just take our bread together. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord God. Our bodies are made whole because of what you have come through for us. For the victory that is ours, in Jesus' name, we have the victory. We have health and healing in our bodies now. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And the blood. In his blood, we are cleansed. We are forgiven. Thank you, Father. His blood that was shed for us, that we would no longer carry the penalty for the sins of the world. Those were put on Jesus. His blood that cleansed us so that we no longer pay the punishment of sin. Thank you, Father. Thank you. It was the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, Jesus said. And he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And when we take of his body and drink of his blood, we remember that love came and saved us. Love has come and redeemed us. And because of the love, we have victory now in every part of our life. And we give you the praise and we give you glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink together. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate that it is a finished work. Amen. And all we've got to do is walk it out. We see everything from God's perspective. If we can see from God's perspective, we will walk this out. And that enemy won't know what to do with us. He'll run, right? Because when he sees the body of Christ moving, he knows he better get out of the way. Amen. Right?
Yeah.
He knows it. And that's what we've got to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
We have victory. Right now. Right now, whether it feels like it or not, you tell yourself, "I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me," right?
Yeah.
You tell yourself, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me," right?
Yeah.
You tell yourself, "Where I'm seated right now today in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, what does that devil have on you?" Nothing. He has nothing on us. And we don't give it to him, do we? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to Healing School today. If you're ever in our area, we encourage you to come and join us every Monday at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you'd like to know more information about Faith Heights Church, please visit www.faithheights.org.